If you're indoors, stay there. Get under a table or a desk, or stand in a doorway or corner. If you're outdoors, get into an open area away from trees, power lines, or buildings. If you're driving, pull over to the side of the road and stop. Avoid power lines. Remain in your car until the shaking stops. If you're in a crowded public place, don't panic. Move away from display shelves containing objects that may fall. A reminder from your local emergency planning committee.
KCAW brings you reliable, resonant, regular information and news. And to celebrate, we've declared December 16th, Southeast Celebrates News Day. Join us for a day of special programming, from exploring the impact of climate change on our region to the future of fishing. Southeast Celebrates News Day, December 16th on 104.7 FM in Sitka and online at kcaw.org.
Raven Radio is supported by Harry Race and White's Pharmacy, both with decades of caring for the health and well-being of the Sitka community. Harry Race offers wellness products for all ages. More information can be found at both pharmacies and online at sitkapharmacies.com. Harry Race and White's Pharmacy, living local.
Hi, tune into Indigenous and Other Expressions, Cultivating Connectivity, the Land, People, and Cultures, Past, Present, and Future, through Music, Indigenous and Other Expressions, Wednesday, 2 to 4, right here on KCAW Raven Radio.
And thank you for joining me this evening. My name is Becky Myers, and I'm the general manager of Raven Radio, as well as your host this evening. I'm working with Adam Lekowitz, our operations director, to bring you an informative and entertaining State of the Station report, as it is our annual meeting tonight. It's an honor and a privilege to be a part of this radio community. With 226 KCAW members providing their proxy, we have a quorum of membership. That is 21% of you. And so our annual meeting is now called to order. 2022 marked the 40th anniversary of Raven Radio. And while we celebrated in a very subdued manner, it's a milestone that I'd like to reflect on. KCAW started broadcasting during a period of time where many community radio stations came online, when the imperative for a community to have its own radio voice matched the will and the resources available to the people building the station. A station owned by Sitkins, controlled by Sitkins, and supported by Sitkins. Radio that speaks for itself and is the world talking to us. It's kind of a funny concept in radio, a radio broadcast philosophy like what we have, that a station both speaks and listens at the same time. We know that speaking and listening is not an uncommon thing. Call-in shows are the bread and butter of commercial talk radio, but those instances are detached from most of a broadcast day. Raven Radio balances the contrast, as a matter of fact. Lorenzo Milam illustrates this duality in the radio papers in an essay from 1964. So there we are, broadcasting to everyone and no one at the same time, stuck between two philosophies at once, opposing and compatible, the yin and the yang, Prometheus and the rock, Miss Lonely Hearts and Shrike, Daedalus and the sun, Archie and Mehetabel. In a way, public broadcasting is fundamentally different from other media. It is a commercial free marketplace of ideas, music, humor, news that can be universally accessed for free regardless of geography or ability for somebody to pay. That seems like a simple equation, but as an organizational framework, it requires constant cultivation and appraisal, and only thrives when the foundation is strong. We are so proud of what our community has built before, and I feel a strong sense of responsibility to keep that work up. And Raven Radio's year was certainly more characterized by a focus on the fundamentals than a jubilation in our 40 years of existence. I know that feels vastly different from the celebrations we had in the 30th anniversary, but what I think we needed most was a strong, functional platform that can be relied on for 40 years or more into the future. particularly as we emerged from the global pandemic and addressed the uncertainty the station has experienced in the past few years. So I want to express my thanks to all the members, volunteers, staff, listeners, and supporters. Your contributions make it possible for us to do so much, to give us a space and time to take an intentional approach to broadcasting. I truly appreciate you. I also appreciate the team of people I'm lucky enough to work with for their dedication, their creativity, and perspective that they lend the station every day. It may be hard to believe it, but so many KCAW staff and board members are still pretty new to their roles. And yet, they boldly go ever more into all situations with candor and curiosity. And I'm proud of them for their willingness to learn alongside me and their partnership in all things. Again, 2022 was a year of internal focus on cultivating the human resources that characterize our station sound and environment. The pandemic brought forth wide-ranging questions about health and sustainability when it comes to work, and both KCAW and Coast Alaska saw the need as organizations to be thoughtful in how we encourage everyone to share their fullest selves in the workplace. There is certainly so much more to do, but I'm glad for the collaboration and the support that comes from the people around me and in support of the folks making radio throughout the organization. So speaking of folks, since this time last year, we've made some changes to our staff. I mentioned Adam Lekowitz earlier. He took on the full-time operations director role, having apprenticed with Brian Lovett. Kara Crane came to Raven Radio as an AmeriCorps and has stayed on as our volunteer coordinator full-time. Fred Olson, who produces the excellent Gunas Chi show on Wednesdays, has joined us as our development director. Zoe Trafton has hired us, she's hired us, we hired her as our retail coordinator. We did bid our Report for America reporter Tosh Kimmel an untimely farewell, and we deeply miss her voice and presence. And we're grateful for Meredith Reddick for stepping into a deeper newsroom support role. Our internal focus turned to the technological in our implementation of the background programming schedule. Previously, if something prevented a host from going on the air, you'd hear a vastly unpredictable replacement program or potentially nothing at all. And now there's something, always something in the shadow schedule, most of which gets updated on an automatic basis. There's certainly refinements that we need to continue to make all the time, but having the schedule run in the background alleviates the constant pressure on staff to fill last-minute holes in programming. We also looked internally to set KCAW's North Stars, a strategic framework that guides our tactical decision-making from year to year. I'm proud of the collaborative work of the board and staff together in setting a long-term direction for the station. We all took a deep look at the core functionality of KCAW and focused on how to support that aspect of our work very broadly. You'll hear more about this when you listen to Grace Brooks and Lauren Bell speak, but I'm glad that we have a shared vision with regards to maintaining up-to-date platforms for content delivery, for strategic planning, for regional news reporting, and a focus on local voices. All aspects of this core functionality are served by our long-term project of upgrading our translator network. This project came about as a result of years of assessment, seeing how our technology aged and understanding how the station supports and is supported by the communities we serve. We saw three issues to address. To provide reliable service, we would need to replace most of KCAW's translator equipment, which is failing. The communities themselves have been absorbing the cost of powering this equipment, and newer equipment will have greater range, but also greater power consumption than the old devices did. And each community has a unique resource and challenge surrounding their electrical grid, if there is actually a grid. The monitoring and repair system we have in place for our equipment relies entirely on volunteers. And while volunteers are amazing and they do a lot, they shouldn't be solely relied on to maintain an essential public radio network that provides reliable 24/7 service. We would need to connect these sites to the internet. To address these issues, KCAW's five-year plan is to replace and upgrade antiquated and deteriorating equipment, to raise our power to meet the FCC's limit for translators, to install energy solutions that support our service and provide backup power, to connect every site to the internet, and thereby connecting all sites to the remote control center here in our operations in Sitka. This past year, we built a proof of concept in Port Alexander. Their translator now runs at 250 watts instead of 10, is powered by solar and wind power, is able to broadcast for 3 days on its battery backup, and can be turned on and off through the internet. This is what we hope to do in all of our translator locations over the next 5 years, with Cake and Angoon next up on our list. If you're interested in hearing more about this project, please let me know. We knew that this technological work would require deeper expertise, and so KCAW staff stepped up to the plate. I am proud to say that we have two certified broadcast technologists in Sitka, myself and Adam Lekowitz. We are glad to be able to provide better on-site support for our Coast Alaska tech team to keep the station broadcasting. Our enthusiasm for the radio is reflected, I think, in our increase of live remote broadcasts. Pardon me. This year, listeners throughout Southeast Alaska got to join many in-person performances from afar, from music performed at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, the Old Time 4th of July, Porch Fest, Sitka Tells Tales, the Uncommon Music Festival, and from Harbor Mountain Brewing Company. More than anything, Raven Radio should be a reflection of our community, and we live in a thriving, creative place. We would love to hear from you if you have some radio-worthy live remote ideas. Another hallmark of our collective emergence from the caution of the pandemic was the return of in-person events. Something that doesn't actually seem like an event, but actually is our membership drives. Having folks return to the cable house and fill up the air room felt beautiful and celebratory. And none of us can forget the return of Stardust Ball, which couldn't have happened without the partnership of the Ramshackle Cabaret. Speaking of partnerships, our work with other organizations are some of the most important fruitful projects we've taken on this year. Working with Art Change Inc. and the Sitka Tribe of Alaska on our grandparents' teachings has resulted in some excellent radio. We're currently at work partnering with the local Emergency Planning Commission to build out an updated suite of public service announcements, starting with the landslide awareness spots we made with the geoscience coordinator at the Sitka Sound Science Center. Our long-term collaborations in statewide news continue to inform listeners, policymakers, and other listeners. I guess they're all listeners. And we've been working with KRBD, KUCB, and other staff at Coast Alaska to learn strategies on how to develop digital products from the ground up through the Poynter Institute and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and their Digital Transformation Program. I recently joined the Advisory Council for Native Voice One, and we got to host the National Federation of Community Broadcasters and the Rasmussen Foundation when they came to town. Our commitment is to you, though, and we hope to continue the intentional internal work that makes KCAW a place where all sorts of people can find fulfillment, meaning, and support, whether that's over the air in a newscast, or that's behind the board during your first on-air shift, or in any number of ways Raven Radio impacts your life. We have some exciting plans for the next year. A few examples include upgrading our automation architecture, rolling out new community promotions policies and audio standards, creating new volunteer opportunities, just as examples. You make the station great with your support, though. Thank you for being a member of one of the very best radio stations in the nation. Stay tuned for more as we report on our operations for the past year. We invite your input and questions, and we'll take calls near the end of the program. now it is time for our community announcements. We have a lot of new Ravens to welcome to our community. We're always working on the system of keeping up with the joyful additions of new Raven family members. So pardon me if I've missed anyone, but I would like to welcome to the nest Violet Ann Valian, Sebastian McLeod, Lynn Elias Moore, Christina Barber Ness, Josiah Mario Abeda, Brooks Callahan, Ovier Tranny, Colby Licari, Lily Carlson, sorry Lily, Rylan Feldposh, Maylee Board, and Sonia Hernandez. I also want to thank and welcome our newest staff members. I can't say hello enough. Frederick Olson Jr., our development director who is in the building, Meredith Reddick, who is standing in as a reporter, and Zoe Trafton, our retail coordinator. Again, we are grateful for the time and talent lent to us by Tosh Kimmel in the newsroom earlier this year. She was our Report for America Corps member, and her contributions to our local broadcast are innumerable. She now lives in California. Also, I'd like to bid farewell and goodbye to our dear friends of Raven Radio. And again, we try to keep track, and if I've missed anyone, please do let me know. But I hope to honor the people who have supported the station anytime in our past and have passed away this year. I'd like to say farewell to Judith Osment, Pignose Bob Jacobs, Marilyn Hansen, Bill Ludke, Peter Roddy, Mike Motti, Deanna Moore, Dave Galanin, Florence and Melvin Pick, Raymond Howard, Gus Adams, Teresa Hellam, Chuck McGraw, Shirley Anderson, Robert Dryden, Diana Wilson, Amy Johnson, Jim Porter, Dan Hoffe, John Mac McDonald, Gail Strom, Harry F. Jimmy, Jay Barrett, Carol Williamson, Ethel Mackinnon, Ethel Lund, David Lyons, Marcia Butler, Doris Smith, and George Paul. Deep gratitude to Gretchen Clark and Lauren Bell for their user service to Raven Radio and their service on the board of directors. And personally, I am so grateful to them. They were on my hiring committee and responsible for bringing me up to this incredible place. I want to make you proud, and I hope so that I'm doing now and into the future. I also want to share my love and appreciation for other board members this year. Erin Mathis was a valued member of our board community in her tenure, and I appreciate her contributions to our strategic planning and for her leadership on the fundraising and events committee. Thank you so much, Erin, for your service. I also would like to thank Galen Payne for stepping into Erin's vacancy, because Galen is a very engaged member of our board, wonderful person, and I'm grateful for her eye to detail and enthusiasm for all things governance. I'm so glad to work with you, Galen. Please know, we are taking your questions at the end of the program. If you've got something to ask, you can call 747-5877. We'll start our Q&A around 7:30 this evening, and soon we'll listen to our board of directors.
My name is Grace Brooks, and I am the current chair of the Raven Radio Board of Directors. Also joining me tonight will be Lauren Bell, the current vice chair. She provided so much support, guidance, and assistance to me that I felt she should share the year with me. Our current board members and officers are Gretchen Clark, Dan Edelin, Robbie Littlefield, Galen Payne, Ashley Eisenbeis, Rachel Myron, Lauren Bell, Vice President, Grace Brooks, President, Frank Etcher, Secretary, Grace Greenwald, Treasurer, Maite Lorente, Coast Alaska Representative. And we also have a community member as a representative to Coast Alaska. And David Sam is our Sitka Coast Alaska Representative at Large.
I have had the honor and privilege of serving on the Raven Radio Board of Directors for the past 3 years.
and for this last year as the board chair. I am so grateful for the behind-the-scenes view of this station's operation that I get by serving on the board. And I must say, we are so fortunate to have KCAW and the many services that this public radio station provides to our Southeast Alaskan communities. This last year brought no shortage of challenges, yet the staff at Raven Radio continued to provide us with award-winning news and stellar programming, while also prioritizing new organizational structures and initiatives that are going to enable this station to improve as a partner in the communities it serves.
There's a few examples that we'd like to highlight tonight. First of all, the board and staff worked together in the spring to do some strategic planning under the guidance of outside facilitator Elizabeth Bagley. One of our goals was to create a strategic framework to guide KCAW, and we accomplished this by defining three North Stars to guide the station's work and priorities moving forward. Our first North Star was around content and strategic planning for regional news reporting. Secondly, around delivery, particularly in maintaining up-to-date platforms for our content delivery. And lastly, really focusing on local voices in our community. The collaboration among the board and staff in defining this strategic framework was a powerful process of visioning and goal setting. Thanks to this work, the station has its course in sight for the next year and beyond. The news staff did amazing news election coverage and provided listeners with information to help them make decisions. There were candidate forums for the local election and airing of debates for the state level. It was a year of first-time ranked voting, and news staff provided information to dispel misinformation and provide clarity. We want to give a big kudos to the news staff for all of their hard work. We can also continue to grow our partnerships in the community. Through Becky's leadership, a number of new partnerships were forged this year. This year, we partnered with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska, Art Change, Search, Sitkins Against Family Violence, Sitka Counseling, and the Cabaret. Through our participation in the Report for America program, we have developed a multi-phase process of increasing news coverage of happenings in KCAW's outlying listening communities. Some award-winning news stories have now been produced about our translator communities through this effort, and there are undoubtedly more to come. Lastly, Becky, the general manager, has been hard at work writing grants and meeting with legislators to improve the reliability of broadcasting KCAW's radio signal throughout Southeast Alaska. Each of these mentioned initiatives illustrate KCAW's ongoing commitment to providing public media that is inclusive of and relevant to its full listenership.
We are very proud to be members of this exceptional station, and clearly we're not alone. Our members showed their support in a big way during fundraising drives this year, stepping up to help us reach toward record-breaking goals in order to keep us afloat. Thank you. I'd like to end by thanking our outgoing board members who served this year. Gretchen Clark, who served for 10 years and was a chair for 3 years. Lauren Bell, who served for 7 years and was chair for a year. And Aaron Mathis. A big welcome to our newest members, Rachel Myron, who lives in Tenneke. So we have now a representative from one of our translators' communities on the board, and Ashley Eisenbeis. The Raven Radio Board of Directors represents a diverse cross-section of our community's talents, and we are humbled to be able to work together with them in stewardship of this fabulous station. Thank you.
And hello again. So this is Becky. Normally, we are going into the Coast Alaska Report presented by Molly Kabler, but Molly is unable to join us tonight and has sent in her report that I am glad to give on her behalf. So this is about Coast Alaska. Raven Radio is a founding member of Coast Alaska, an independent nonprofit media collaborative improving service to Alaskans by sharing services and increasing capacity through interstation cooperation. Member stations in Ketchikan, Petersburg, Wrangell, Juneau, and Unalaska, as well as Raven Radio and Sitka, are all serving their communities with local news, public information, and critical community safety messaging. Coast Alaska Collaborative Services include finances, membership, underwriting sales, regional news, engineering, and IT and representation to funding agencies. Coast Alaska continues its statewide services role and provides services to other Alaskan stations, including the Public Media Health Trust Insurance Group and the NPR Content Providers Group Buys. Coast Alaska staff live and work in Sitka, Juneau, Anchorage, Wrangell, Petersburg, South Dakota, and Washington State. The Coast Alaska Board has revised its bylaws and downsized the number of board members to 7. Let us know if you have an interest in the Coast Alaska Board and these changes. Thanks to our Coast Alaska Board members locally, David Sam and Maite Laurenti, for representing KCAW and Sitka over the past year. We are in year 4 of legislative appropriations at the state level, with the governor vetoing that portion of the operating budget. However, federal funds remain a bright spot, with possible small increases coming to rural stations like this one. Thanks to Senators Murkowski and Sullivan for their support of funding for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Our condolences to Congressman Young's family and our enduring appreciation for his steadfast support of public broadcast during his many years in Washington. We welcome our newest member of Congress, Representative Mary Peltola, and look forward to working with her. Coast Alaska has a fully staffed finance office now after some turnover in 2022, and we are happy to report that our just completed audit shows a strong balance sheet and fiscal year end results in the black. Rising costs due to inflation and changing workplace dynamics following the pandemic will provide a significant challenge for Coast Alaska stations to fund our service going forward. If you're interested in Coast Alaska, Molly would love to hear from you. Please email her at molly@coastalaska.org. You can read more about Coast Alaska on their website, coastalaska.org. Yeah, let's hit some music, folks. Coming up is Budget Stuff. So let's talk about budget. Before we talk about what's happening now, let's take a look at how we closed out the last fiscal year. A reminder, Raven Radio's fiscal year starts on July 1st. We ended the 2022 fiscal year $26,883 ahead after expenses. Specifically, we raised $854,319 in revenues and spent $827,000. $436. Oh my gosh. I promise I know how to read numbers. $827,436 in all our expense categories before capitalization on our assets. The most recent fiscal year's funding mix looks still a little funky from the pandemic and turnover in our development department, but there are bright spots. Our membership fundraising stayed on target, raising $264,555. We bounced back in our retail sales income in a big way, raising 232% more than we anticipated, having made over $26,000. We also performed well in grants, raising 295% of our target, with $87,000 coming in outside and on top of our Corporation for Public Broadcasting support. Here is the shakeout for our past fiscal year in terms of revenue. Listener membership came in at 31% of our funding mix, with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting grants coming in at 36%. We had contributions, major gifts and such, 3% of our budget. Underwriting is 12% of our budget. Our rent from other tenants of the cable house is 3%. So is our retail operation, 3% of the budget. We also, again, raised capital and operating grants, 10% of our revenues coming in fiscal year 22. And an auction came in at 2% of our budget. We raised pretty much nothing in special events and in miscellaneous things such as a raffle, dividend income, sales of fixed assets, royalties, and whatnot. Let's talk about expenses. So our expenses for personnel came in at 51.8% of our budget. That includes the salary, benefits, and federal taxes for 6 full-time and several part-time employees. Our regional allocation for Coast Alaska came in at 16.7% of our budget. That accounts for all of our regional accounting and back office, membership, development, and everything that Coast Alaska provides the station. Programming, we spent 5.2% of our expenses on, and that's our interconnect fee for NPR, BBC, and Alaska Public Media. Occupancy is only 7.2%. That's utilities, telephone, insurance. For development, we spent 6.4% of our expenses. That's money we spend to raise money, and that's mugs and apparel, special event expenses. In the technical field, we spent 10.6% of our budget for equipment repair and maintenance, and our admin costs came in at 2.1%. That's copies and such. I want to speak to our financial health for the current fiscal year. Right now, we are raising funds in support of our newsroom at Raven Radio. Our hope is to reach $30,000 before the end of the year, hopefully by the end of tomorrow, with our Southeast Celebrates News Day. What we raise from that day goes specifically towards our news operations, which is frequently a service that is cited as one of the most important here at the station. Know that your gifts will go to an especially good cause, and you'll learn lots more about the work the news department has been putting in just a few moments. I'm currently working with KCAW staff and finance committee to submit our plan for the mid-year budget redo. We haven't had as much capacity around grant writing as we did in the last fiscal year, but I do have a few applications on our docket. They're mostly around our translator improvement project stuff. We are in a sound and stable financial position, however, at the moment. This year was a lesson in transitions on both a local and regional level. Our Coast Alaska back office struggled a little, and maybe a little mighty, but I think we have, a smoothing out of the road, of the bumpy road that we've had, as they continue to get back on track. We appreciate everyone's support and patience, as always. Let's talk about audience. I want to start by thanking Catherine Rose for her work in collating all of these numbers. This year, our online streaming signal has been between 11,000 and 43,000 connections every month, and we're averaging about 17,045 listeners at any given time. Around 25,000 and 33,000 readers visited our website each month. And anywhere from 5,000 to 12,000 people access the website weekly. Folks that are 34 to 45 years old make up the biggest chunk of our online readers at 22%. 25-year-olds through 34-year-olds make up the second biggest portion of online readers at 19%. And it shouldn't surprise anyone, but there is a trend we've seen over the past 4 to 5 years. Most of our readers are checking out the website through their phones rather than on desktop computers or tablet devices. About 36% of those folks are coming to our website after finding our reporting in a Google search. About 23% of the folks that come to kcaw.org directly by typing that into the browser. So if you've got us bookmarked, you can listen to our live stream or check the community calendar and local news. That's probably where you come in if you are a regular user of the site. And around 30% of our readers are finding us on social media through our Facebook or Instagram page. Still, getting audience analytics on our FM signal throughout all of the communities of coverage is a little trickier. We're still hoping to pursue ways to collect this data meaningfully into the future. And as of yesterday, our Facebook page had 11,580 followers. If you haven't liked our Facebook page, just take a moment and click that like button. Smash it. We are known as Raven Radio KCAW Sitka on Facebook. And we are regularly posting stuff that reaches tens of thousands of people. We're on the Instagrams as well, folks. We started out in June 2017 and now have almost 2,000 folks following us on that platform. You can find us on Instagram at KCAW Radio. The CAB. We have scheduled the next meeting of the Community Advisory Board, or the CAB. The CAB focuses on programming review and gathering input on the community's needs to advise KCAW's governing board, and members of the public are invited to join us. I'm going to double check with Adam over here across the table. The meeting will be Sunday, January 15th at noon. I'm getting the thumbs up. If you are interested in contributing to this committee, please join us. You can do so by emailing Adam at operationsdirector@kcaw.org, or you can call him at the station for more information. That number is 907-747-5877. Next up, department reports, starting out with the volunteer department and Kara Crane.
Hello, my name is Kara Crane, and I'm the volunteer coordinator at Raven Radio. I've been in this position for a couple of years now, and while I still don't know everything there is to know about radio, I can safely say that KCAW is truly incredible and probably has the best volunteer community of any station. I honestly couldn't think of a better place to learn about and grow to love community radio than KCAW, but I suppose I may be biased. I love that KCAW provides a space for people interested in radio to pursue that passion, and I couldn't be more excited to head up volunteer coordination, training, and occasionally celebrations. The volunteer department is still a relatively new one at KCAW, and it's been a learning experience, both for me and for the station, to figure out how best I can support our awesome community of volunteers. I'm grateful that this year was one of a full programming calendar of local DJs, new volunteers joining our community, and our volunteer program being recognized on a national level. We were recognized as an exceptional volunteer community by the National Federation of Community Broadcasters, and I was asked to present on how our volunteer program works and what changes we've made over the years to better serve our volunteer and listening communities. It was a great presentation, and it was wonderful to connect with others in the industry and share knowledge. We've been delighted to see a lot of interest from people who hadn't volunteered before wanting to get involved. This year, upwards of 25 new people have started volunteering at KCAW, and you've probably heard their voices on the air. As of today, we have a volunteer community that is 150 members strong. If you want to become a Raven Radio volunteer, you can always email me at volunteercoordinator@kcaw.org or fill out the volunteer interest form on kcaw.org. Or you can always give me a call at 747-5877 or drop by the station if in-person is more your thing. I'd love to get you started however you choose to get in contact. Having new voices, perspectives, and experiences on the KCAW airwaves is one of the main goals of the volunteer department, and you can be a part of that. Something new we started this year was air checks. Basically, we wanted to create a time for feedback and kudos to our DJs, and to support them on any show ideas they had or things they wanted to learn. I personally really enjoyed it, as I got to see all the volunteers in person and spend time with them, which is my favorite part of the job. Through this new program, which we will be continuing to do once per year, our community relationships are strengthened and Raven Radio sounds its absolute best. I also did a lot of work with other departments at KCAW to bring volunteer opportunities to our volunteers and to support the betterment of the station as a whole. We all wear a lot of hats at the station and all work together on things like pledge drives, changes to programming, and training opportunities. Speaking of changes to programming, we've added some new shows this year. DJ Squish and DJ CYN bring us Chum Radio on Tuesdays from 11 to noon. Bops from the Swamp with Alexa is also Tuesdays from 8 to 10 p.m. Sonic Safari for my very own Becky is on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And Jack took over Dies Corvidae, which now plays from 10 to 11 a.m. every Thursday. We've added some new DJs to beloved shows, like Althea joining the rotation for the City of Music every other Thursday from 10 to midnight, Annie spinning tunes every other Monday on Bigfoot Believers from 10 to midnight, and Brooks has been playing great music on Hometown Brew from 2 to 4 p.m. every Thursday. Looking ahead to next year, one of our major goals is to have more volunteer events and opportunities to gather as a community. We've been very cautious about this over the COVID years, and we will remain careful, but I'm hopeful we can come together safely and have a great time. I also hope to do a series of classes/lectures given by volunteers and experts to help us further share the intricacies and joys of radio. As we close out this challenging year and look forward to the next, I'm full of gratitude, optimism, and hope. I'm so grateful for our incredible volunteers that give of their time and energy to make KCAW such an incredible station, and for each and every listener on the other side of our airwaves. 2022 was a great year, even with its ups and downs, and the warm atmosphere of the station, with the cheerfulness of our volunteers and staff, make it impossible not to feel joyful. With the advent of a new year, I hope to carry that optimism forward and have a great 2023. And remember, if you're interested in volunteering at Raven Radio, you can always email me, Kara, at volunteercoordinator@kcaw.org. Thank you for tuning in and have a great evening.
Uthgansi Hinodikya Ang. Place of one's own is my name in the Haida language. I was born in Ketchikan, graduated from high school in Juno Douglas High School, and lived for 10 years in Kasan on Prince of Wales Island. So I'm regional, just like KCAW. I moved to Sitka at the end of 2018. And by the way, my name's Frederick Otilius Olson Jr. You can call me Fred. I'm the development director here at KCAW. I started March 15th, so today's exactly 9 months. So it's been quite a gestation period. I've hosted Gunash Chish since April of 2019. That's a weekly Alaska Native language variety show that originated here on KCAW and now airs on KSTK Wrangell, KTOO Juno, and also KRBD Ketchikan. Many thanks to Lily Wasserman, my predecessor in the development director role, for help in my transition, as well as Beverly James with training. There's a lot of, the job's really crazy. It's kind of like a hamster wheel. You come in, and then you get used to the hamster wheel, but then you have to go down the little pipes and tubes of the habit trail. It's quite a deal, quite an experience. And so there's a bunch of different facets. One of them is membership. And some of my thunder was taken, but you know, an echo can be a powerful sound as well. And so as far as membership, you're probably very familiar with our fall and spring membership drives. In our spring drive, we raised $93,000, but the fall drive was slower, and that seemed like a regional thing. Some of the other stations didn't do as well in their fall pledge drives. In the fall, we tried something new. We had a kickoff launch party the day before the week-long pledge drive started, and we had live music at Campfire Kitchen, and also broadcast live on KCAW FM. Harbor Mountain Brewery donated $1 per beer, and we also encouraged donations and memberships, and the four-hour event raised over $1,000. and we look to, you know, do it again next year. Sustaining members, thank you. Ganesh Chish, Hawa. You really keep us going. We also have the calendar year-end campaign for news, and I'll talk more about that later because we're doing that tomorrow. And then we're also involved with Pick, Click, Give. So thank you to folks who pick, click, and give to KCAW. Something I spend a lot of time on is underwriting. And thank you to all our current underwriting sponsors and those who have supported the station this past year through underwriting. Please take a minute when you're about town to thank those businesses you hear on air supporting Raven Radio. I know what you're asking. What is underwriting? Think of it as advertising without all the calls to action and comparative language. When you pay for announcements, they can't include all the, come on down, stop in and save, we're the best, we have the freshest donuts. We can't do that. And so we have to be descriptive versus promotional. But make no mistake, our creative staff will help you get your message across. And there are opportunities to get your business or organization's message out to the community through paid sponsorships of on-air announcements. And for the for-profits, those would be 15 seconds, and nonprofits get up to 30 seconds. We also have web tiles on our website, kcaw.org. So contact Fred at 747-5877 for more information. We also have a legacy fund. We have a secure account ready to receive gifts from your will, trust, or estate. Some folks might use the term planned giving. Money in the legacy fund is not used for annual operating expenses. The board of directors must approve any use of the legacy fund. And so you might be wondering how that works. And even if you don't think you have an estate, you may. All gifts, large and small, are important and ensure that your personal values and hope for KCAW are expressed at a very important time. Your estate is the sum of your assets, including property you own, insurance policies, retirement accounts, or cash on hand, just to name a few examples. And so for more information on that, you can reach out to myself or our general manager, Becky, at generalmanager@kcaw.org. And you also heard a little bit about our retail shop. The Raven Radio retail shop continues to offer t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, hats, mugs, bumper stickers, and more. We experience turnover in this department as well. The retail shop is open when Beak Restaurant is open. They basically run the store for us. Retail will be an increasingly important part of raising funds for the station's operational expenses. And we're working right now on stocking up for next summer season. And we also, of course, offer online sales through our website, kcaw.org. As far as special events, you know, there was a couple dormant years around the world, and we've come out of that. And you heard already the Stardust Ball returned this year, and we collaborated with the Ramshackle Cabaret, and Stardust Ball raised almost $7,000 for KCAW. We sold 650 tickets. It was quite an event. I went. It was a great Halloween party with lip sync and costume contests and Eldridge Gravy and the Court Supreme. It was their third appearance at Stardust Ball. Everybody loved them. They were great. And they had some great costumes as well. You had to love the bass player dressed like the Pope. I kind of copied him a couple days later, walking around town. And tomorrow, Southeast celebrates News Day. That's December 16th from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. If you make a contribution, you'll be entered to win 2 round-trip tickets on Alaska seaplanes to any of their destinations. Our goal is $30,000.
We've got some matches already. We have Sea Alaska has donated, as well as Central Council, Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska, Hau'a, Gnashtish, and especially amazing, our little station that could, we're having five locally produced programs. At 9 a.m., we have the public service of Raven Radio, hosted by Becky Myers. She's also going to have Rich McClear. That's going to be Greg Kim. Looking forward to that. 10 a.m., Birds, Bears, and Baleens, hosted by Jason Schmidt. 11 a.m., The State of Health in the Panhandle, host Martha Pearson. And, of course, I'm looking forward to all of these, but I'm a little excited. 2 p.m., our next guest, The Community Calendar, hosted by Kara Crane, our volunteer coordinator. And at 3 p.m., The Future of Fishing, hosted by our news director, Rob Woolsey. Next year, we plan to have a big 4th of July polka party in honor of Alice McChesney, longtime KCAW volunteer, polka enthusiast, and you can't make this up, born on the 4th of July. And like I think I already said this, but look for our spring pledge drive launch party coming in the spring. Thank you, everybody. It's been great working here. And I'll still be working. I didn't make that sound dramatic. It was great. Tear this up. See ya. But no, it's been amazing. It's a huge learning curve and great staff, great building, and great audience. So good night. And thank you.
Oh, goodness, geez, Fred, thank you so much for being a part of our team. Next up, the news department.
Hi, I'm Robert Woolsey, Raven Radio News Director, and I'm joined by...
Catherine Rose. I am a reporter here at Raven Radio.
And this is our annual report. I'm glad to be here with everyone. I want to introduce some of the folks who make it all happen in news at Raven Radio. In addition to Catherine and myself, we've got our morning hosts, Aaron Fulton, Peter Apathy, and Brooke Schaefer. And people are probably going, why isn't he talking about Meredith Reddick?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have some news there, too. Meredith Reddick has been removed from Morning Edition and brought into the newsroom as an interim reporter. She'll still do some morning hosting, as do we all from time to time. But, yeah, Meredith is going to be with us really starting in January most intensively and going to be with us for about 6 months
learning the tools of the trade.
And the reason we have an opportunity for Meredith is because our Report for America reporter, Tosh Kimmel, finished up her time with us in October. So we have we've gotten used to having the additional support in the newsroom, and it's also been an additional benefit to listeners because the stories that Tosh produced were just fantastic. But it's not just reporters and morning hosts. There are others who help us as well.
Yeah, you can't talk about the news department without talking about our fabulous news volunteers. So just a big thanks, as always, to Megan Pasternak and Carol Knuth. Both have put in so many hours this year on a resource that I think so many of our listeners depend on every single day, which is the community calendar.
Yes. Every time I see Megan and Carol, I feel like, you know, we are not worthy.
Agreed.
Because they do a tremendous service for our community and for the station. I want to circle back a little bit to Tosh Kimmel and Report for America. We've been a Report for America station partner for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. That's coming to an end. But we got some tremendous work out of Tosh, and our participation with the RFA has been, I think, a real boon for our service. Tosh, her main mission was to cover the communities that Raven Radio serves, our remote listening communities, and she visited three of KCAW's seven listening communities in 2022 and reported on everything from the rising cost of living in Cake to Yakutat's thriving surfing community. She also covered KCAW's initiative to update the aging radio infrastructure in Port Alexander with wind and solar power. Tosh also produced a five-part series for Black History Month called Black in Sitka. This was a local companion piece to a statewide project called Black in Alaska, which was funded by the Rasmussen Foundation and has a fantastic website at blackinalaska.org. And the very last thing Tosh produced for us was she sort of straddled the border. She was here in Alaska for some of it, and then she had returned to California for some of it. But she produced a fishy story. She visited a Silicon Valley tech startup that's at the forefront of cell-cultured seafood, lab-grown salmon. And it was a great story. And
I definitely think we should enter that one for Press Club Awards next year.
Yes, I think it's award-worthy for sure. And it would be continuing a tradition of award-winning journalism at the station.
Alaska Press Club Awards go out in April during the Alaska Press Club conference, which usually happens in Anchorage. The last couple of years it's been remote, so we've had our awards ceremonies over Zoom, but KCAW nabbed five awards this year for reporting in 2021. Rob, you've retained your seat at the throne as Alaska's best headline writer. That's across all media for your story about blue mud shrimp, which also had some incredible scenes in it. I really loved that story. A remarkable parasite has come to Alaska. Now it must die. That was the winning headline.
Yeah, that's a sentence-style headline. And once we permitted sentence-style headlines in the world of radio, it was a blessing for this guy. It was an opportunity to get a little bit prosy in the headlines. But yeah, we enter the headline contest, sure, because what's the point of doing journalism if nobody reads the story? We mm-hmm. have to have a way to get people into stories, and so many people coming to our content online that, yeah, headlines matter. But this wasn't all. Catherine, you picked up
I nabbed a couple. Yeah, I got second place in best arts reporting for my profile of Sitka memes. We also got second place for best science reporting, again, for your blue mud shrimp story. Third place for best same day feature, a story about the Alaska Raptor Center's blossoming TikTok account. They've gone viral, of course, with all of their fabulous birds over there. And also third place, Vern McCorkle Award for best business reporting. This was one of the first stories Tosh produced for Raven Radio where I thought, oh, she's bringing something cool to the table. And this was a profile of a local adult boutique, Pleasures All Mine.
Right. We don't enter a lot of other contests because a lot of those other contests are sort of PR machines. You send stuff off and there's some sort of contest company that sends out the results. Mm-hmm. But the Alaska Press Club actually sends stories out to the judges who they've recruited from national public radio and print publications around the country. And it's real journalists are judging the stories, and I just feel it's really valuable recognition. So we continue to enter and celebrate our wins when we get something from the Alaska Press Club. But in order to win at the Press Club, we have to write stuff. We have to produce stuff, and we've been busy this year.
We really haven't, and there are quite a few big stories that I think have really resonated with our listeners and our readers online. And this year, we really kind of shifted our focus from the pandemic to politics. I mean, there was still a lot of pandemic reporting, but man, was it a big election year in Alaska and in Sitka.
You know, even number years always are busy years, but this one was especially busy. It was complicated by the new rank choice voting system. We kept tab on all these changes for our listeners, and that's why our election center and our election coverage were some of the most widely read stories we produced this year. So kudos to voters and to the electorate for staying on top of all this.
Absolutely. And the other big story in Sitka this year, I think it's hard to not acknowledge, we had this record-breaking number of cruise ship passengers that we were bracing ourselves for, you know, in the months leading up to April, May of 2022. We didn't quite see the big numbers that were predicted, but we still had a huge turnout of cruise passengers over the 5 months of the cruise season, about 380,000 visitors to Sitka this summer. And we were keeping listeners up to date on things like Lincoln Street closures every day, because that would change sometimes depending on how many folks were in town. We were also just keeping track of city policies and changes to the influx of passengers as a result of different events, like, for example, when a mooring dolphin was damaged at the beginning of the summer and cut some trips to Sitka short, so it looked like our number was going to go down quite a bit. But then a rock slide took out a section of the cruise dock in Skagway, and we saw a lot more visitors unplanned after that happened. So it was quite a thing to keep tabs on, but that was a big priority for us this summer.
Speaking of latest news, can I talk about Mount Edgecombe?
Please.
So if 2022 couldn't have gotten any weirder, this was the year that in April, the Alaska Volcano Observatory noticed that there was a swarm of about 40 earthquakes under Mount Edgecombe, which is a classic indicator that magma is moving. The AVO began to take a more serious look, did satellite studies, and yeah, magma is on the move under Mount Edgecombe. It may or may not mean that an eruption could conceivably happen of any sort of significance. And I think we're going to be writing about Mount Edgecombe for as long as there continues to be activity.
I feel like we're getting down a little bit of a rabbit hole with all of the reporting we did this year, and I don't want to undermine our year-ender, which is coming up in a couple of weeks, when we'll go over all of the reporting we did this year, all the big stories that I think made an impact. So we should probably stop there.
Rabbit hole? Did we go down a rabbit hole talking about the volcano?
Or
a lava tube.
A lava tube,
yes,
yeah.
We went down a lava tube. We'll do more on Mount Edgecombe and everything else in 2023. Catherine, it's been a pleasure talking with you and delivering our annual report.
Ditto, Rob, and thank you so much to the listeners for tuning in.
Well, golly, thanks to our amazing and punny news team for the fantastic report. And perhaps the lava tubes? I don't know. There are also apparently mud volcanoes underwater. But anyway, we're saving the last, not for least, the operations department with our very own Adam Lekowitz. I'm looking at him right here. Hello, good evening.
Good evening. I got to work on proper mic placement. It's part of the job. Hi, I am Adam Lekowitz. You hear me every once in a while, especially with PSAs and things, and on Wednesdays 10 to midnight with my show, The Crapshoot. I am the operations director here, and I have been since January 3rd of this year. So my first year is coming up, and I was reflecting as I was sitting back here behind the faders, thinking about the last time I did this. It was the first time I did this. And I was watching Brian Lovett, the previous operations director, do it, and I had absolutely no idea what he's doing. And now I'm back here doing the exact same thing with an equal amount of finesse, I would say. I appreciate the heck out of Brian and to Dave, my predecessors, and of course our GM, Becky Myers, for helping this be a successful year of radio production. All of them helped me or pushed me in ways that I didn't expect to be, and it's helped me come into this position and kind of make it a dream job. I really, really enjoy working here and working on the things that I do. Some successes that I want to go over for my portion of the on-air meeting tonight is, first off, what I was just talking about, being successful, taking over this spot after Brian. I was his apprentice for 3 months. That was October to January. And at the turn of the new year of 2022, I took in the chair, as he liked to call it, and started making my own improvements and promotions and all of these new things that happened when I took over the chair. And I think, you know, part of it is you can hear, but a lot of the things that I do, you can't really, or you are hearing, but you don't notice it. And so part of that is learning the audio software, which is the robot behind all of the production that goes on here. It's this big playlist that plays behind every day. Becky mentioned it early in one of her presentations about shadow programming. There is this big playlist behind everything that keeps going, no matter if people are in the studio or not. And I'm in here just about every day, making sure that it's up to date. It doesn't automatically update itself, because we have some really great engineers at Coast Alaska who have helped me learn the ins and outs of that kind of program. And I'll save more information I have about that maybe for later. We'll see. Yes, I have a note for it here. Up next is learning how the broadcast chain works. So from the microphone I'm speaking into the board, into our rack room, understanding all of the different components that are in there, when things break, how they can be fixed. And that was certainly a daunting task, because there's a lot of equipment back there that I had never seen before. Believe it or not, this is my first year in radio. I have been in and around music for most of my life, but it was more of a passion on the side as opposed to a potential career before I came here. And so I'm very thankful for the opportunity to get to learn all the nooks and crannies of what makes a radio station operate, and to operate it myself. With that comes some fun learning curves, but also, you know, learning things along the way is half the fun, right? You know, I get to find out new and creative ways to fix things. And if I happen to break them, I'll fix them as well. In that vein of learning, I am most proud of my growth as a producer of content. Before I came here, I had rudimentary skills in DAWs, and mostly I'd use Ableton Live, if you've ever used that. But the day-to-day work I do here involves the use of audio software, and we use Adobe products here, so I've been working very extensively in Audition, which is a pretty intensive program for audio development, and there's obviously other ones out there that are different and better or worse in certain categories, but the way I've been able to work with Audition has allowed me to grow as a musician, as an audio engineer, as a producer of content, and I've really, really enjoyed making PSAs, working on Our Grandparents' Teachings and Sicatel's Tales, learning from people like Dave Emmert and Brian Lovett and Gene and John, and all of these different creators are allowing me to work on their programs, and I get to make my own. So it's been a lot of fun finding new and creative ways to interact with audio. And being able to teach that as well. I think I have another note for outreach with kids, but I've been able to teach other people around, including DJs, how these kinds of things work. Another thing I'm super proud of is about a half a dozen, would you say half a dozen? To a dozen live remotes we've done around town over the year. This was something I did not expect to be capable of. And that was like an audio engineering crossed with live production of radio, which is a really neat and like really cool capacity that we have here at the radio station. I think I'm most proud of the work I did with the Uncommon Music Festival, because I was able to engineer an entire show and it ended up sounding really wonderful and the performers were beautiful, and being able to produce that show live with the help of Becky, who was probably here on the board, I would say so.
No, I think I might have been out of town.
Out of town?
At that moment.
I don't know, maybe it was Denton. Denton, if you're listening, let us know if you were on the board for
also,
that.
Also, high five for Thanks. Helping with that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've done live remotes at, we did Sicatel's Tales at the brewery and at the Mean Queen Dungeon. And so being able to create radio in and around town, just like Becky said before, allows us to like deepen our connection with the community, because we get to be out in the field with you and an audience, and people get to interact and hear it over the air. And it's this beautiful interconnection of technology and people and storytelling and music, and it's a really beautiful thing that we get to engage with, and I really enjoy doing live remotes. Another point of community engagement is working, heading basically the community advisory board. It was handed to me after Brian's departure, and I it needed some revamping, so I did my best to revamp it. So I'd like to thank the members who are on the board right now, which are Gene Stolberg, John Hirschenreiter, Keith Dean, Noah Galarza, and Noah Medeiros, Juan Cedil, as well as Emma Freilich. Thank you guys so much for being a part of Raven Radio in this niche capacity, where you get to be a sounding board for crazy ideas that we have, or telling us something that we might be missing, because that is the best part about having such a diverse community is the perspective that everyone gives. As stated before, if you're interested in joining the Community Advisory Board, you can always email me or give me a call. My email address is operationsdirector@kcaw.org, or you can give me a call at 907-747-5877. And I'd love to see if you're a right fit. There's always volunteer opportunities around here. But if you're not comfortable being an on-air DJ, maybe being a member of the board of the Community Advisory Board is for you. I guess this was a great stream of consciousness. It's really flowing out well. In the vein of meeting people on the Community Advisory Board, it's insane the number of people and connections I've been able to make here. Whether I didn't know you at all or we were mild acquaintances and have become friends, I'm really thankful for all the DJ volunteers who I may have met along the way, as well as the community partners like the Salty Spoke Co-op and Sail and the Trail Works and Search and Safe and all of these great nonprofits that we get to work with. I love making PSAs with you. I love being able to share your vision and your missions with our with the people in town. And please keep asking, and I will happily make more PSAs with you. I'd also like to thank the Coast Alaska engineers who have been teaching me cool things and reminding me of things that I might have forgotten. So that's Rich Parker and Kevin Hurtley. Thank you so much for taking me under your wing. And I'd also like to thank some of the other radio station operators and engineers that I might have met in my travels. In my travels, I was, throughout the year, I got to go to cool places. I went to the NAB conference in Las Vegas, which is a big radio engineering conference. There was another part to that.
Oh, yeah, the Public Radio Engineers Conference.
Yes.
We sat for, I think it was like a three-day conference with a number of different educational opportunities around things like antenna design and engineering and such.
There was like some really intense like physics content within this. And so it was mostly this this public radio engineers conference where they would have presentations and panels talking about the possibilities and paths forward in the radio engineering realm, field, if you will. And then I went to a showcase of all of this stuff that they were promoting, like talking about in the details of the radio engineering conference, and then went on to a big conference for it. And that was in Vegas, and of course Vegas is always a fun time, but learning all of the cool stuff about radio was obviously the highlight. I was also able to go to CAKE in Angoon on radio engineering missions, I suppose. I went with a friend of the station's, Pete Treadish, who is a radio engineer out of Philadelphia, if I believe. Pete, if you're listening, thanks for all the teachings and joining me, or allowing me to join you, I suppose, on the missions to CAKE in Angoon. If you're listening in CAKE in Angoon, it is because of our work down there. We were working on antennas and transmitters and connecting those sites to internet capacity, which is all part of the Translator Palooza project, which is masterminded by our own Becky Myers. I touched on this earlier in my spiel, but I have done a lot of community outreach, specifically with underprivileged groups and younger people, which I'm really excited about because I am an excitable person, if you can't tell. And working with kids and teaching people things is a great way for me to express that. And so I've been able to work with Sitka Schools and Caitlin Woolsey on teaching production to kids. There was a podcasting portion of Caitlin's class where I was able to go out to the schools and teach kids how to use microphones and Adobe Audition and connecting that technology to their vision as kids and as young people in this world and able to give them their own voice. And the same thing with some kids through Sail. I think that was through the Pacific High School that brought them there. And they're always lovely and they always have great questions and are usually pretty engaged, but they're high schoolers, and every once in a while I'll lose one of them or two of them.
You got Edgecom coming in too, right?
Yes, yeah, and that is one of my hopes for 2023. I have a note here for that.
Yes.
And so, one of the last, I want to, you know, kind of touch on like the kind of like the outlying things and the last two points that I have. One of the cool things that I got to do this year is put some money towards expanding our already extensive vinyl collection. Obviously, if you've been to the station, the big draw is all the physical media that sits on the wall. For me, it was one of like the reasons I wanted to spend a lot of time here before I even worked here. And now it's like this massive library I just get to peruse through and find fun things. I was able to put some money towards expanding that in the form of a new section of contemporary vinyl, which is about 20 pieces of vinyl that I have selected with the help of people around the station, people around the community, and DJs who are in the know about modern music. And I was able to get a small collection to expand our vinyl library. And so hopefully that's a continuing process, as well as something that can be added to by people in the community. So we'd love to hear your feedback on more vinyl. I'm a huge fan of vinyl. It's great that we have the capacity to play so much. And lastly, I'll just plug my own show. Wednesday, 10 to midnight, I host the Crapshoot. It's been a fun place to kind of experiment with the format that is radio. You know, in our modern technological society with the internet, there's an easy way just to throw things up online and kind of forget about them. And I've kind of taken that perspective to radio. And so every once in a while, I'll just like have the urge to play live music on the radio, live as in performed in the studio here, or have live guests. So or host a call-in show. I really enjoy being able to experiment with that time slot.
Very cool. Do you think I could join you for this next part, the hopes and dreams?
Yeah, so I have tons of hopes and dreams for the next year. Some that may pan out, some that haven't even been a gleam in my eye yet. We are hoping to, the first thing I have, which Becky also mentioned earlier, was improving our automation software. And we have been in touch with Broadcast Engineering, a company out of Illinois.
I think so.
That produces radio technology. They don't only do software, they do hardware and other technology.
Mm-hmm.
Malware? Yep. Probably not malware.
No, they wouldn't do that to anybody. But we're hoping to have something a little more modern on the back end that includes scheduling, that gives us a little more control and a little less of the manual input. Because if anyone has ever seen it, the automation is a vast playlist of machine language.
Yep.
And Adam has learned to talk to the machine, but it turns out in 2022 there are like graphic ways to do it.
Yep.
So yeah,
certainly better ways to interact with it, and hopefully that'll create for a better workflow as well as less technical problems on our end.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a better experience for you as a listener.
You had mentioned this in terms of the vinyl library section, but I want to say that we are going to be working in the next year early on creating an entire experience, an in-person contemporary vinyl section that is comfortable, that you can sit and enjoy records in a wonderful vibey area.
Yeah, and you get to hang out with us and we can talk music and talk shop.
Right, and then you get, you know, convinced to be on the air.
Yeah, that's the way she goes.
We're going to keep going, but we only have about 8 minutes
I
left.
I noticed. I didn't realize I talked for so long.
Not, your report was, you were excited.
Yeah,
we can
sure
all
was.
Feel it. But I don't want to keep you from it. Also, if you do have questions, we may not be able to get to them on the air right now, but you can always email me, Becky, at kcaw.org or general manager at kcaw.org. They all come to me, and I would love to hear from you if you have any questions. We're also going to send out a record of this meeting alongside the printed version, which has graphs and things like that, to everybody on our membership database. So don't fret. If you missed any part of it, we will make sure you have a copy of it. And thank you for making this possible. But in the meantime, let's talk a little more about more hopes, because as you had mentioned, you had a outreach component. That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah. And while I've worked with Sitka High School and Pacific High School in the past, the AmeriCorps at Mount Edgecombe were excited to start an audiovisual club, which I didn't really know was still a thing, only in Sitka, I suppose. And they are hoping to get some young people live on the air, which is something I think is a a big missed portion of our community that we were able to give a voice to. And so we are working on fitting that into our Sunday evening slots of programming. We may lose some radio theater, but I think it's worth it to have some kiddos give them a voice.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited to work with young kids, teach them radio production. It's pretty exciting. I think the last thing I like really want to touch on is like I want to work with you on production, and that's been like the highlight of this job for me, of many highlights. But this is like the one where I like really see myself shining and growing as a content producer. And so if you have any cool production ideas, I want to do some larger scale ideas with that. And even if I have my own, I hope you'll hear them and enjoy them. And all the PSAs I make, even the small ones. Shout out to Beth Short Rhodes and her show, The Savory Moment, which is picked up by other stations across Alaska. I know AKPM just picked it up. I saw it on our PRX account.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, the productions here at KCAW can look like a lot of different stuff. One thing that we are really, and we've mentioned, I think, a few times, is the live remotes and being able to bring live performances to all of the airwaves and having folks join us in different settings. And we're kind of thinking outside of the box. And the next year, I would love to do a parade commentary scenario, maybe not for anything coming up real soon, but I think the 4th of July and having two, you know, color commentators be able to talk about what they see as a parade. It's a tradition in radio that I would love to see happen on a modern scale here at Raven Radio. Also, Boat remote. So there is all sorts of great new technology in terms of how we connect to the internet. And we're hoping to do a little experiment, getting on a big old boat, going someplace kind of far, not, you know, within sight of the station, and see if we can do a live remote from there. I think that would open up the possibilities for having a live performance component that can travel around to the different communities and be under the Raven Radio community flags. So I am very excited about the idea that we have a traveling remote show on the boat remote.
Yeah, and it's just plain old dang old fun.
Yeah, it's just a good old-fashioned fun.
Old-fashioned fun.
Using new-fashioned and newfangled technology, but I think would also be a great time.
Yeah, a lot to look forward to in the next year. I'm looking forward to it.
And it's because of you, our members, who made this meeting possible. And for making Raven Radio possible, we can't thank you enough. So again, after this meeting, you can send me your comments, your questions, by emailing generalmanager@kcaw.org. We will be sending you a copy of the meeting report, the audio for this, and for anything else that you might possibly want to hear about. We do this every year, and we appreciate the opportunity to do so. That's it, folks. Otherwise, I hope you have a fantastic evening. We have Rich Phillips in the building. He's ready to bring you some night jazz. Make sure you stay tuned to Raven Radio, and thank you so much for your membership to the station, the best little station in the U.S.
Hey, I'm Carmen Bradford, and I'm swinging with KCAW Sitka.
Bit and dip, bit and dip.